10 to 8, my apologies. There is concern in Queensland about the number of people in the state's north and southeast who are still unable to return to their homes following last summer's flood and cyclone disasters. This week, the Queensland Reconstruction Authority is conducting a street-by-street survey in the flood-affected suburbs of Brisbane and Ipswich to try and identify people in housing crisis. The survey comes as Queensland's disaster recovery plan moves from the initial recovery phase to reconstruction. And the most recent figure puts the overall cost of reconstruction at $6.8 billion, much of that to be funded by the federal government's flood levy, which came into effect at the start of the month. Our Queensland correspondent, Cathy Van Extel, spoke to the chairman of the Reconstruction Authority, Major General Mick Slater.
Queensland is back on its feet. There's no doubt about that. I think that Queenslanders and Australians should be quite proud of what has been achieved so far in the recovery. The gains made in our roads, bridges, highways, railway lines, coal mines, ports, those sorts of things, the big infrastructure in the state, are all recovered to over 90%. That is better than anyone thought was achievable in this roughly 6-month period. That's not to say that everything's been going smoothly. The area where I don't think anyone is satisfied that we have done enough, quickly enough, is residential housing, particularly in North Queensland and in the southeast corner.
And how much to blame are the insurance companies?
I don't think there's any secret that I've had the odd run-in this year with different insurance companies or the insurance industry as a whole. It appears that the insurance company's response to claims in the south has been slower than in North Queensland. Once you've been hit by the cyclone, you can make an insurance determination fairly quickly compared to a house that's been flooded in the southeast with different definitions of flood, rising water and riverine, flooding and storm and tempest, the need for hydrological surveys to be conducted to make those determinations. That has no doubt slowed down the housing recovery in the southeast, but I don't think it is fair to say, oh, the insurance companies are at fault because things are going slowly. There are a number of inputs to recovering and rebuilding houses. That's just one of them.
How can the Reconstruction Authority assist in dealing with the issue then of people and residential?
We don't have, as an authority, a ready supply of money to fix domestic housing. I think in the first instance, it's the homeowner who's responsible to get their house rebuilt. Unfortunately, not too many people have the capacity to do that on their own, and they do rely on insurance companies and the Premier's Relief Fund and other sources of funding. The best thing that the Reconstruction Authority can do at the moment is identify those people with the greatest need for help and then coordinate many of those other agencies into particular hotspot areas or to individuals who need the help most.
And how are you doing that?
People generally don't come forward and ask for help. You've actually got to go out and find them. We're walking basically street by street through the major areas that have been affected. We've done North Queensland. We're now doing Brisbane and Ipswich areas. By the end of this week, we hope to have surveyed in the order of 10,000 homes. And once we have that sort of information, we can then get on and target the coordination of the resources around to help out individuals.
Phase one of the recovery effort has just finished at the end of June. We're now in phase two, which is reconstruction. What will Queenslanders see in this phase?
What we're working on from now through till the end of next year is the longer term permanent fixes to some of the infrastructure and building greater resilience into what we've got. For example, to get the roads across the state open and safe, there were a lot of temporary fixes put in place. As time goes by over the next 18 months, you'll see some of those sites being reworked as what was a temporary fix is made permanent and is done in such a way that that particular piece of infrastructure is more resilient in, if not the next wet season, then the one after and the one after.
The National Flood Levy came into effect at the start of the month. It's being overseen by the Flood Inspectorate. How soon will that money flow into Queensland? And will there be a slowdown in the process because of this extra bureaucracy?
The federal government has been providing funding for us since early this year. The flood levy itself won't come directly to the Reconstruction Authority or to Queensland. That goes into consolidated revenue in federal government. The additional level of bureaucracy that has been imposed on us by the creation of the inspectorate was a real concern for me because I did think this will slow things down. It hasn't. We've got a very good relationship with John Fay and his team. They are primarily focused on us getting value for the taxpayer's dollar, and they are satisfied at this stage that we're actually doing that quite well.
The flood inquiries interim report is due out next month. It's expected to make recommendations about Queensland's preparedness for the next season, particularly if there is another bad season ahead of us. Will those recommendations, or are you factoring in additional costs as a consequence of recommendations from the inquiry?
We have always expected that there will be some recommendations in the report that the Premier might direct towards us to take action on those recommendations. We haven't done additional budget estimates for them at this stage, no.
Does the Reconstruction Authority have a contingency for another bad season? So the roads and the bridges that have been already repaired, damaged again, is there a contingency for another bad season?
No one wants another bad season, and I acknowledge it's always possible, but I think it's also unlikely that we would have 7 flood or cyclone events of the extent that we've just had in such a short period of time. That's not to say that we're not going to have another bad summer or another bad wet season. We are working as quickly as we can to make sure that the infrastructure repairs are completed to a sufficient degree that next wet season that it's all going to be destroyed and washed away again. It is a race against time. There is not, however, a separate contingency fund or set of resources put aside to deal with another bad summer.
Your appointment was initially for 6 months and it's been extended for another 6 months. Is that because the timeline hasn't quite been achieved?
I was seconded to the Queensland Government for 6 months and that ran out early this week. And it's true that I'm still here, not because the timeline has blown out or anything else, but there are a few things that I need to finish doing. And I would hope that by the time I leave, which will be in a couple of months, we will have everything operating at what I would describe as operations normal. The other thing that we need to do is find a replacement for myself as the chairman, and that needs to be done before I go. And at the moment, there's no rush to do it.
What do you see as being the major challenges ahead for Queensland?
There's some personal challenges out there for individuals and groups, whether they be industry groups or community groups. And that challenge is one of not losing perspective of what we're trying to do here. People have seen some really rapid recovery work done and they lose sight of the fact that, hey, Queensland was really badly beaten up. They see that highways were opened up within a matter of days, but they're getting frustrated now because there's still roadworks going on them. Well, that's because there was this temporary work done to get the state open and moving, and now we have to go back and do the more methodical, more permanent fix. No one should be fooled thinking that it's done and it's over. We've said all along, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. We're barely a quarter of the way. We're at the 10-kilometre mark of a marathon at the moment, and there is a long way to go, so people have to keep that in mind. The other significant challenge for us is domestic housing, and I keep coming back to it, but people are our number one priority, and getting them back into their homes has to remain not just the Reconstruction Authority, not just the government, but Queensland as a whole, its number one priority.
And that's the head of the Queensland Reconstruction Authority, Major General Mick Slater, speaking to Cathy Van Extel in Brisbane.